الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال سبحانه وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. فقال جل وعلا: قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحبني اتبع سنتي، ومن اتبع سنتي كان معي في الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected teachers, respected ulama, respected elders, my brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Throughout the day, we have been listening to the words of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did we find? We find that Muslims towards the right are chirping. Muslims in the middle are chirping. And Muslims towards the left are chirping. Some are sleeping to the right. Some are sleeping in the middle. And some are dozing off towards the left. This is the respect we have. And we smile. And this is the respect we have for the words of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And then we complain that we have been defeated. We complain that the kuffar are walking over us when we cannot even pay 5 minutes attention to the words of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah. If there was a box here, the devil's box, and United were playing Liverpool, by Allah, you would not even blink. And when the names of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is mentioned, you are soaking, you are chilling out, and you are dozing. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. The hadith recorded by Ibn Asakir, he relates on the authority of Ibn Manzur رضي الله تعالى عنه. He says, لما فتح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيبر أصاب فيها حمار أسود. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Khaybar, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acquired a black donkey. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to speak to the donkey, and this donkey miraculously, mu'jizatan, began to speak to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked its name. It replied, O Messenger of Allah salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, my name is Yazid ibn Shihab. أخرج الله تعالى من نسل جدي 60 حمار كلهم لا يركبه إلا نبي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken out from the progeny of my grandfather 60 such donkeys which were only mounted by the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The donkey is saying, Ya Rasulullah, my wish and desire is that you mount me. Because I am the last of my family, and you are the last of the Anbiya, you are the last of the Prophets. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before this, I belonged to a Jew. And every time this Jew tried to mount me, I would remember your blessed self. And I would throw this Jew off. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this donkey, up from today, you are Ya'fu. This donkey will stay in the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished to call somebody, this donkey would call the desired person. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, this donkey could not bear the separation. So much so that out of grief and sadness, this donkey threw himself in the well of Al-Haytham, killing him itself. My brothers, this was a beast. It was a donkey. It was an animal. They have no aql. They have no intellect. They do not know what is right or wrong or halal or haram. But look how this beast, just one glimpse at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how this beast recognized the greatness and the speciality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look how it expressed its obedience. Look how it expressed its love, that it believed that life is not worth living after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a day of sacrifice. It is Hajjatul Wida. One glimpse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the camels have recognized the speciality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Life is precious to all. It is even precious to the beast. Here on Hajjatul Wida, it is like these beasts are fighting with one another. And it is like, if every camel is saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me be the first to be sacrificed by your blessed hand. The stones were no different. The hadith of Musnad Ahmad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbs Mount Ahad and he begins to shake out of love and joy. The hadith of Musnad Ahmad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbs Mount Bashir and he begins to shake out of love and joy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbs Mount Hira, he begins to shake out of love and joy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes the stones, they express their love. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua, and even the walls of the house do not want to be deprived. And Ameen, Ameen, Ameen is the call of the walls of the house. Great companions of great prophets recognize and value the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great companions of great prophets recognized and valued the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dahlawi writes in Izalatul Khifa that a companion of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam requests, O Isa, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I can get one glimpse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The response is that you cannot see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of a human being. If you wish to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can see him as a snake. My brothers, human beings are the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Labbaik is flowing on the lips of this companion, Ya Isa, I will sacrifice anything just to get one glimpse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is changed into a snake. He is told that this Nabi will be born in Mecca. He will migrate to Medina and he will rest in Ghari Sawt on the way. The snake comes. He migrates to Ghari Sawt. He hibernates for 5 centuries. Waiting for the very day that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come and rest in this cave. The day comes 500 years after and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting in this cave. Abu Bakr is with him. Abu Bakr blocks the vision and the snake bites Abu Bakr. It is like the snake is saying, O Abu Bakr, I have sacrificed so much and I have waited 500 years just to get one glimpse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Bakr, today you are depriving me of one glimpse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The question today is, Trees recognize the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they express their love and their obedience, yet these trees are not burdened to do so. They're not mukallaf. The stones recognize the speciality of Rasulullah, and they express their love and obedience, yet they are not burdened to do so. The animals and birds recognize the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they express their love, yet they are not burdened to do so. Great prophets of Allah pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, Allahumma ja'alna min ummati Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muslims of every era recognize the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they sacrifice their lives for the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they fulfill the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If anybody has neglected Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his teaching, it is sad to say, my brothers, that it is the Muslims of this era, it is Muslims like yourself and I. If anybody does not value the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the speciality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Muslim brothers, it is sad to say, it is you and I. If anybody is neglecting the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet again, it is sad to say that it is you and I. It is sad that we value the kuffar. It is sad that we have love for the kuffar. It is sad that we respect the kuffar. It is sad that we love them and their ways. And it is even sad that we will give priority to the teachings of the kuffar over the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Muslims, awfiru al-luha. Beautify your faces with my sunnah. Beautify your faces with a beard. The kafir said, O Muslim, do not keep a beard. Why? Because you will not look good. You will not look good with a beard. You will become a Sufi. You will become a fanatic. You will become a fundamentalist. Nobody will give you their daughters in marriage. You will not get anywhere on the ladder of careers. Nobody will give you a job. We said, labbaik to the kafir. Out went the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Off came the beard. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Muslim youth, gold has been made haram for the men. Do not wear these earrings. Do not wear gold chains around your neck. Do not wear the gold rings on your fingers. The kafir said, O Muslim, you are living in England. It is one of the advanced countries of the world. It is one of the superpowers of the time. You are in the 21st century. Follow the ways of the, follow the trend of the time. Follow the pop stars. Follow the football players. My brothers, we said, labbaik to the kafir. Out went the teachings of Rasulullah. Unchain the gold rings. Unchain the gold chains. Unchain the gold chains, the rings and the earrings. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Muslim, do not shave part of your head and leave part of your head unshaven. The kafir said, O Muslim, you are living in England. It is one of the superpowers of the time. Follow the trend of the time. Follow the boys. Follow the pop stars. Follow the footballers. We said, labbaik to the kafir. When the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unchain the wedges. Unchain the wedges. Unchain the cabbage stars. Unchain the mohican. You name the stars. I ask, O Muslim, which teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam do we embrace today? And which teachings of kuffar do the Muslims not embrace today? Have we forgotten the love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for this ummah? Have we forgotten the love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for you and I? Have we forgotten the worry and concern Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for this ummah? Have we forgotten the blessings we were showered with because of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Have we forgotten the wounds that were inflicted on the person of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of this ummah? Have we forgotten the blood that rolled down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of this ummah? Have we forgotten the tears he sallallahu alaihi wasallam shed for you and I, shed for this ummah? Today we have forgotten Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we have no time for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we have no value for Rasulullah. We have no value for his teachings. My brothers, we neglect the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet, O Muslim, I ask you, when did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam neglect you? Did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever forget you? Did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever neglect you? When was the time that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgot you? I swear by Allah, not once did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever forget his ummah. you spend the night in your cozy bed with your wife and children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to spend the night worrying and crying about you. Tears are flowing from your Nabi's eyes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in prostration. He remains in this state the entire night. One word is flowing from the lips of Rasulullah. Oh Allah, in tu'azibhum, if you punish my ummah, oh Allah, you know, fa'innahum ibaduk, they are your servants. Wa in taghfir lahum, fa'innaka antal afizul hakeem. Oh Allah, if you forgive the ummah of Rasulullah, oh Allah, you so easily can forgive the ummah, because you are the Rahman, you are the Rahim. Oh Allah, if you forgive them, you are the Almighty, you are the All-Wise. Another occasion, and yet again, you are on the concern list of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such was the love that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for you. Yet again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in prostration. He's bowing down before the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Tears are flowing from his eyes. My brothers, this time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not raise his head from prostration till the Almighty Allah in the heavens begins to pity the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Almighty Allah says, O Muhammad, raise your head. لَنْ أُخْضِيَكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ. I will not disgrace you with regards to your ummah. I will make you happy with regards to your ummah. O Muslim, today you have forgotten Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today you neglect the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When did this Nabi ever forget you? Even in the battle of Badr, when the state of your forefathers was such that they are 313, your forefathers were only 313. They have never fought before. They have never fought before. They are hungry. They are thirsty. They are tired. This is the condition of your forefathers. They are carrying broken sticks. They are carrying broken spades, and they are going to fight one of the superpowers of the time. The odds today are that your forefathers will be wiped from the face of the earth. The odds today are that there will remain no Muslim on the face of the earth till the day of judgment. My brothers, what is the concern of Rasulullah? He is crying for you. His hands are raised. Oh Allah, I beg you, what is going to become of my ummah today? Oh Allah, what is going to become of my ummah today? Oh Allah, you know, innahum hufatun, they have come walking, they are barefooted. Oh Allah, mount them. Allahumma innahum uratun. Oh Allah, they have no clothes. Oh Allah, their clothes are torn. Clothe them. Oh Allah, they are hungry. They have come hungry. Oh Allah, feed them. Oh Allah, I beg you, Allahumma intuhlik hadhihi al-isaba la tawbat. Oh Allah, I beg you, if this group of Muslims is destroyed today, you will never be worshipped. My brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam keeps on praying. He is standing, his hands are raised, he is looking towards the heavens, he is facing Qibla. My brothers, Abu Bakr cannot bear the condition of Rasulullah. He clings on to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Nabi, you have cried enough for your ummah. Allah will not disgrace you with regard to your ummah. Allah will help you. Allah will help you. Allah will help your ummah. Stop crying. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we have forgotten Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask you, what was your maqam in history? What was your state in history? Who were you? What were you? Allah ki qasam, we were nothing. We were zilch. We were not even worthy of mention. Our forefathers were in the depths of ignorance. Our forefathers were in the depths of kufr. Our forefathers were in the depths of ignorance. Our forefathers worshipped idols. They worshipped the stars. They worshipped the moon. They worshipped the sun. They shed blood over petty arguments. They even buried their daughters alive. Every sin that you can think of was rife in their society. They gambled. My brothers, gambling was rife in their society. Adultery was rife in their society. Fornication was rife in their society. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is who we were. This is where we came from. The Almighty Allah showed mercy upon us, and He chose us to become the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He named us Muslimin. Then He gave us such a status because of Rasulullah that the Quran praised us, and the Quran will keep on praising till the day of judgment. Open the book of Allah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, ummati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you not realize that you are the best people raised for mankind? Then He gave you such a status. Then he gave you such blessings because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like He blessed no nation before you, like He blessed no qawm before you. Today the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remind us of the blessings that He showered us because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today the Almighty Allah is going to remind us of the blessings that He showered us because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Almighty Allah is saying, O Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you not know that I have destroyed many people before you through floods and through famine because of their disobedience? O Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of your Nabi, you have become so precious to me that I will not punish you like I punished those people before you. I will not destroy you like I destroyed those people before you. O Ummat Muhammad, Do you not know that Maal-e-Ghanimat was not halal for those people before you? Booty was not halal for those people before you? They would make jihad, they would sacrifice, they would strive, they would gather the Maal-e-Ghanimat, they would gather the booty. I would send a fire from the heavens, and this fire would eat the Maal-e-Ghanimat, it would eat the booty as a sign of acceptance. O Ummati Muhammad, because of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have become so precious for me that I have made booty halal for you. Go make the jihad, keep the booty, do with it as you please. O Ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you not know that if those people before you did not pray in their churches and synagogues, I would not accept their prayers? O Ummati Muhammad, because of your Nabi, you have become so precious to me that pray inside the masjid, I will accept your prayer. Pray inside the tent, I will accept your prayer. Pray on the street, I will accept your prayer. O Ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you not know that because of your Nabi, I have not burdened you like I burdened those people before you? If the children of Israel committed sin, they were disgraced, as they would find the very sin that they have committed written on their doors in the morning. Everybody would see this. O Ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of your Nabi, I have relieved you from this burden. If the children of Israel committed sin, I had made it first upon them to cut the limb that had sinned. If they looked at the ajnabiyah, they would have to poke their eyes. If they lied, they would have to cut their tongue. If they killed somebody, فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِنْ دَبَارِيَكُمْ, then they would have to kill themselves, and only then would their tawbah accepted. O Ummati Muhammad, because of your Nabi, I have relieved you from this burden. O Ummati Muhammad, do you not know if impurity, if najasa touch the children of Israel, then they would have to cut the impure area? Because of your Nabi, I have relieved you from this, and I gave you such an easy deal. All because of your Nabi. If you cannot pray standing up, I will accept your prayer sitting down. If you cannot pray sitting down, I will accept your prayer lying down. If you cannot pray lying down, pray with Isara, I will accept your prayer. If you cannot fast in the month of Ramadan because you are traveling, fast whenever, I will accept your fast. If you cannot perform wudu, perform tayammum, I will accept your fast. O Ummati Muhammad, then I give you Surah Fatiha and the last verses of Baqarah from beneath my arsh, from beneath the arsh of Allah, and I gave you five such things in the month of Ramadan, which I have given to no ummah before you, which I have given to no nation before you. I will look at you on the first night of Ramadan with mercy. Look at me with repentance, and I promise you, I will never punish you, and I will never put you in Jahannam. My brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave us the night of power. He gave us Laylatul Qadr, which is better than the worship of 1,000 months. Then he gave us Jummah, and an hour in Jummah, to whichever prayer we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will accept that prayer. O Ummati Muhammad, do you not realize you are the Ummati Marhumah? You are the Ummah that has received the mercy of Allah because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will enter your grave full of sin, but when you come out of your grave, you will be free of sin. Why? The istighfar al-mu'mineen ilaha. Do you not realize that because of your Nabi, on the plane of resurrection, you will be the first to be resurrected? Ghurran muhajjaleena min athar al-wudu. And your faces will have noor on them, and you will be with your Nabi on a raised platform. And when anybody sees you on the plane of resurrection, they will desire, they will make tamanna, ki only if they were from the Ummah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Ummati Muhammad, because of your Nabi, you will be the first to be judged. You will be the first to receive your records in your right hand. You will be the first to cross the post thereof. You will be the first to enter Jannah. You will be the first to enter the right hand doors of Jannah. And there will be 70,000 from amongst you who will enter Jannah without hisab. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. And because of your Nabi, you will make up the half of the inhabitants of Jannah, and all the other nations put together from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam will make up the other half of Jannah. You have received all this and much more because of one person, because of your link with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, because you were the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah has given you all this, and how do we repay these favors? How do we repay these blessings? That we give priority to the kuffar and their ways over Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sunnah? Is this how we repay Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the Muslims of the 21st century, tell these Muslims who live in England, if you love your mother and father more than you love this Nabi, then wait for the command of Allah to come to pass. Allah does not guide the fasiqeen. Tell these Muslims of England, if they love their brothers and sisters, their children, their businesses, if they love the kuffar and their ways more than they love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ways, tell these Muslims, then wait for the punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never guides the fasiqeen. I ask, do we embrace their ways because they rape our Muslim mothers and daughters in Kashmir so they can take our kafir children from their pure stomach? Is it because of this favor that we embrace their ways? Do we embrace their ways because they urinate in the mouth of our helpless, oppressed brothers in Palestine when they ask for water? Is it because of this blessing that we embrace their ways? Do we embrace their ways because they mutilate the bodies of our martyrs and they take Muslim children from their mothers in Africa and bring them up and rear them up as kafirs? Is it because of this blessing that we embrace their ways and give them priority over Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do we embrace their ways because they burn our Muslim brothers and sisters and play football with the skulls of Muslim children? Do we embrace their ways because they demolish the masajid and use the Quran as toilet paper? Do we embrace their ways because they are now trying to demolish the Aqsa, the first Qibla, the mosque in which every prophet prayed? Do we embrace their ways because they insult the name of Allah, they insult the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they make a mockery of the deen of Rasulullah? I ask you, O Muslim, is it because of these favors, if we can call them favors, is it because of these ihsanat and ni'amat of the kuffar that today we are embracing their ways and giving them priority over the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and over the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Was it not the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam blood? Was it not the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tears? Was it not the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's worry and concern? Was it not the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessing? And was it not the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wounds that we as Muslims fulfill the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beginning by loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ways more than we love anything on this planet? Was not this the Allah's invitation to come for a meal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. Uthman is overjoyed that today the best of all creation is coming to his house. He is following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He begins to count the footsteps of Rasulullah. He is behind Rasulullah. He is counting the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns around to Uthman. Why are you counting my footsteps today? He replies, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this not the days of all days for Uthman and you, the man of all men? Your blessed self is coming to my house today. Out of love and respect for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing. Today, for every step Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes to my house, Uthman will free a slave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to get an acquaintance with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uthman is prepared to do this. And today, how are we fulfilling the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by giving priority to the kuffar on their way? What good times they were when the Muslims fulfilled this right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and expressed their love in a manner which is well beyond the comprehension of the human mind. The kuffar have captured Zayd ibn Dathana radiallahu ta'ala an. He is standing in the gallows about to be executed. Abu Sufyan at the time had not embraced Islam. He posed a question to Zayd ibn Dathana. He asked him, Unfiduka billahi ya Zayd. Zayd, I ask you for the sake of Allah. Muhammad is not here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. None of his companions are here. Today I want to know what is inside your heart. Today I want to know how truly you feel. He poses the question, Atuhibbu anna Muhammad al-an indana matanak? نَظْرِبُ أُنُكَهُ وَأَنَّكَ فِي أَهْلِكَ. Oh Zayd, tell me, would you like it if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in your place now, standing in the gallows, and we execute him, we sever his head from his body, and you Zayd be sitting with your family, rejoicing with your wife and children, would you like this? Oh Zayd, tell me there is nobody here. My brothers, Abu Sufyan is taking the wrong advantage of this situation. He wants Zayd ibn Dathana to agree with him. He wants Zayd ibn Dathana to insult the Nabi of Allah before he leaves this world. Maybe if Zayd ibn Dathana agrees with Abu Sufyan, maybe the kafir, the kuffar, will spare his life. He replies, and what a reply which will be admired till the day of judgment. Wallahi, ma uhibbu anna Muhammad al-an fi makanihi alladhi huwa fihi tusibuhu shawkatun tu'zihi wa anni jalisun fi ahli. O Abu Sufyan, when you are saying this to me, I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in, it is not bearable for Zayd that even a thorn pricks the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while Zayd is sitting with his family, and you are saying this to Zayd. Abu Sufyan is not a believer at the time. He testified, Wallahi ma ra'aytu min al-nasi ahadan yuhibbu ahadan ka hubbi ashabi Muhammadin Muhammada. I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in, I have never seen a people love a person like I have seen the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been persecuted by the kuffar of Makkah. He's in his last throes. He's about to part from this world. They're about to sever his head from his body. My brothers, he's in his last throes. He has only one concern, and that concern is of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, I have acted in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, I have conveyed the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people of Makkah. But Ya Allah, I cannot find anybody here. There is no companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here. There is nobody who will convey my message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, who will convey the last salams of this faqir to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My brothers, because their love was true, Allah was a witness to this, and the Almighty Allah conveyed the message and the salams of Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala an to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Usamah ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I was in Madinah al-Munawwara. Hazrat Khubayb was in Makkah al-Mukarrama. He's been executed in Makkah al-Mukarrama. I was in Medina. I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While all of a sudden, there was a revelation. There was a revelation. And the Almighty Allah conveyed the salams of Khubayb from Makkah to Medina al-Munawwara. Tears are flowing from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes. And he replies, wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is how they express their love. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu has migrated to Madinah al-Munawwara. He is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His son does not embrace Islam. He stays with the kuffar of Makkah. Days pass, he has not embraced Islam. Weeks pass, he has not embraced Islam. Months pass, he has not embraced Islam. Finally, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon him. He embraces Islam. He migrates from Makkah to Medina to join his father. And the love of his father pulls him like a magnet to join his father. He comes to visit his father. He sits with his father, Abu Bakr. And he talks to Abu Bakr, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about his love. He expresses his love to his father. He is telling his Abbajan how much he loves him. He is telling him about the good moments that they used to have, about the good times that they used to have. He mentions to Abbajan, many a time in the battles that we fought against one another, I saw you and I was in such a position that if I wished to kill you, I could have so easily done so. But my love for you would turn me away all the time. And I would say, it is my Abbajan. This son is expressing his love to his father. He is telling his father how much he loves him. The color of Abu Bakr's face is changing. Abu Bakr remarks, O my son, what are you saying to me? I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in. If Abu Bakr saw his son just once in such a state, when his son was an enemy of Allah and his messenger Muhammad Rasulullah, then Abu Bakr would not have hesitated to take the head of his son from his body and place it at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how they express their love. You may say it was easy for them because they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their very own eyes. Thus it was easy for them to fulfill this right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say by Allah, Muslims of every era fulfilled this right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and became those mentioned in the hadith, يَمِنْ أَشَدِّ أُمَّةِ حُبًّا نَاسٌ يَكُونُونَ بَعْدِي يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ رَآنِي بِأَهْلِهِ وَمَالِي. People will come after me and they will love me so much that they will be ready to sacrifice everything they possess just to get one glimpse of me. Such was the connection Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmullah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is mentioned in Faizul Bari that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqsadan, not manaman, yaqsadan, while he was away, he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam 8 times. Such was the connection Shaykh al-Arab wal-Ajam Hussain Ahmad Madri nawarallahu marqadu had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Shaykh is in Madinah al-Munawwara. He is in the masjid of Rasulullah. He is lecturing on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mas'ala, the problem whether Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his grave comes up. The Shaykh gives proof after proof. The students are finding it difficult to digest. They are finding it difficult to believe. The Shaykh asks, would you like the answer from the messenger himself? The students reply in the affirmative. The Shaykh looks towards the Rawza. He looks towards the Qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The students look towards the Rawza. My brothers, what do they find? There is no Rawza there. There are no walls there. There is no hujra there. There is no grave there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself is standing there. This is the connection they had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muslims of every era fulfilled this right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anybody is neglecting this right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is sad to say that it is you not. We chant that we are the Ashikani Rasul. We claim that we are the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We even say one or two couplets praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of us may even go to the extent of cooking halwa in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and we believe this is a sign of loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the criteria for loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet everything that we do, every action, we break every rule in the book, we go against every teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everything that we do gives izah, gives taqlid to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our face gives taqlid, because on these very faces you will find those things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has forbidden. Our clothes give taqlid to Rasulullah, because on these bodies you will find the very clothes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has prohibited. Our houses give taqlid to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, because in these very houses you will find those very things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has prohibited. Our transactions give taqlid to Rasulullah, because in them we break every law that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam broke from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything we do give taqlid to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we claim that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُوزُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those that give taqlid to Allah and the Messenger, let the curse of Allah be upon them in dunya, let the curse of Allah be upon them in akhirah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them a very disgracing and a very severe punishment in the akhirah. With which mouth do we claim that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? With which mouth do we claim that we have fulfilled this right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We are those who deny Rasulullah, and it is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who himself has said this. Abu Huraira relates that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, "Kullu ummati yadukhulu al-jannata illa man aba." All my ummah will enter Jannah except for one who denies. The Sahaba were astonished, "Ya Rasulullah, man yaba?" Who can deny you? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Man asani faqad aba." Whoever disobeys me, he is the one who has denied me, he is the one who does not believe in me. We make a mockery of the deen of Rasulullah. We make a mockery of his sunnah, and then we claim that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me give you an example of the modern mockery that the students and the brothers are making today. This is just an example, and this is becoming rife as I address you at this moment in time. A student asks a scholar a question. "My brother, tell me, is it necessary to keep a beard?" The scholar replies, "My Muslim brother, yes. Do you not know that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept a beard? Do you not know that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beard was so big that it covered his whole face and touched his chest and reached the chest? Do you not know that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een kept a beard? Do you not know asharun min al-fitra min al-ifa ul-lihya, that every prophet that came from Adam to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is one of the meanings of the hadith, kept a beard? Do you not know that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khaliqul mushrikeen, awfirul laha, do not do what the polygies do, keep large beards and short mustaches? Do you not know that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so hurt by this, that a person came to him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face away from him twice, because he did not have a beard?" After all this, he replied, "Is this the opinion of just one imam, or is this the opinion of all the imams?" Scholar replies, "My brother, this is the opinion of all the imams." After this, he says, "I think it was more of a custom of the Arabs than the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." We may say astaghfirullah, but this is becoming ripe as I address you. This is just one example. Another example. You sit on your own tables. Why? Because you say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no tables at his time. This is why we sit on tables. You use knives and forks. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no knife and fork. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do it. This is a mockery of the deen. This is a mockery of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the consequence of mockery, my brothers, is none other than kufr. It will take you out of the fold of Islam when you make fun of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited wa najmi idha hawa. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed sajda. All those around performed sajda. One of those that were there, he took some earth from the ground in his hand and he performed sajda like this, saying, "Hada yakfini, this will suffice me." The narrator says, "I saw the very person die as a kafir." This is the consequence of mockery of the deen and mockery of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by doing these actions and doing these amal. My brothers, the true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are those who make ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this criteria has been set by Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ahabbani, itaba'a sunnati." Whoever loves me, he follows my way. He does the things I do. He lives his life the way I live my life. He walks like I walk. He talks like I talk. He puts on the clothes that I put on. He prays like I pray. He's the one who loves me. وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ سُنَّتِي كَانَ مَعِيَ الْجَنَّةِ. And whoever lives a life like this, whoever follows my sunnah in every respect, he's the one that will be with me in Jannah. The Quran says no different. The Quran says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. O Muslim, if you claim to love Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then make ittiba of Rasulullah. If you make ittiba of Rasulullah, you will be true in your claim that you love Allah and His Messenger. Then what will happen? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. The Almighty Allah will love you and you will become the dear ones of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. The thing mentioned in this verse of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ittiba. I just want to define what ittiba is, give you an example and conclude. Ittiba is to do everything Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, preach or like, and refrain from everything Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited and disliked. This is ittiba. Even if the whole world, your peer group, even if your friends go against you, this is ittiba. Let me give you an example. Jassama ibn Mutahid was the messenger of Umar radiallahu ta'ala to Hiraqal. He says, I came and I sat in front of the king. When I sat down, I did not notice what I was sitting on. He says, all of a sudden, I realized that the chair I was sitting on was made out of gold. Immediately, the hadith of Rasulullah prohibiting this came to mind, and I stood. The king began to laugh at me. O Jassama, we honor you, yet you refuse to receive this honor and you do not sit on this chair of gold. He replied, and an answer worth $1 billion. In the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah and the ways of Islam are more dear to Jassama than the ways of the kuffar, your ways, and you're honoring me by placing me on a chair of gold. And today we Muslims suffer from an inferiority complex. We work in big offices and we are scared to offer our prayers. Why? Because the kafir will laugh at me. We will not keep a beard. Why? Because the kafir will laugh at me. And this is Jassama ibn Mutaik. He's standing in front of a king and he's able to answer this man. Such was the love that they had for ittiba, that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in his last throes. He calls his daughter, our mother Aisha. Oh Aisha, tell me how many sheets Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in his duffel, and tell me the day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. And the reason because of this is that Hazrat Abu Bakr wants to make ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an aspect which is totally out of his control. And because they were the true muhibbeen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true lovers of Rasul and the true lovers of his sunnah, it so happened that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, to my knowledge, also died the very day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. Let us look, concluding my talk, let us look how much of this right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are we fulfilling. And we can do this by looking at the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by looking at the way we live our life. How much of our life is in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The way we eat, is that in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah? The way we drink water, is that in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah? The clothes that we wear, are they in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah? The way we perform wudu, is that in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah? The way that we recite the Quran, is that in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah? The way we offer salah, is that in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah? My brothers, when you compare the two, you will find how much of this right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam you are fulfilling. The Quran says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. You cannot be a believer till you accept all the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of life. Why? إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. The true believers are those when they are called to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا is flowing from the lips. Oh Allah, we have heard and we will obey. There are many rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My time has already ended. Very briefly, مَا قَلَّ وَكَثَى خَيْرٌ مِمَّا كَثُرَ وَالَهَا. The little that I have been able to convey in this short time is better than my conveying a lot which you will forget. Let us try our utmost best to fulfill these rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we love anything, and we try to make ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of life. There are many other rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ta'zim and takreem, respecting and honoring Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making a regular mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning his seerah, how he lived his life, learning about his children, learning about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, sending salutation, durood sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are many rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you can learn this when you go home from your ulama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to ask from what I have said. Allah give you the tawfiq wa afu da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Alhamdulillah.